USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Without any evidence, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing President Trump of outing her travel plans to Afghanistan on a commercial flight. At the Capitol, Pelosi suggested it was a sign of Trump's inexperience and that he was the one who leaked that she would be arriving in Afghanistan on a commercial flight. The president has denied leaking any such plans. Regarding that partial government shutdown, no end in sight, but Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana says the president is willing to compromise.
He's willing to negotiate. He told me that straight up.
The 46th annual March for Life is going on in Washington, D.C. The president did deliver remarks via video.
As president, I will always defend the first right in our Declaration of Independence, the right to life.
Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen made a surprise appearance at the event. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham appears to be fed up with the antics ongoing in Washington between Nancy Pelosi and the president. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports Graham taking to Twitter.
Weighing in on the matter on Twitter, South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham, who appears to be at wit's end with all of it. Graham tweeting, "One sophomoric response does not deserve another. Speaker Pelosi's threat to cancel the State of the Union is very irresponsible and blatantly political." And then Graham goes on, writing in a separate tweet, "President Trump denying Speaker Pelosi military travel to visit our troops in Afghanistan, our allies in Egypt and NATO, is also inappropriate."
A major winter storm is affecting over 100 million Americans with snow and freezing temperatures. The snow coming first with areas from Kansas City all the way to Massachusetts seeing up to a foot of snow, followed by frigid temperatures. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
With the partial government shutdown continuing and no votes expected anytime soon, one of the areas that is now being affected is cybersecurity and keeping us safe from hackers. Kirk Knutson is a cyber guy. He explains.
Yeah, and we love, by the way, what happens when we finally wake up to the idea that in this country, the real core people that are at the defense of cybersecurity are the ones that should be paid more already, and now they're not getting a paycheck. And what's happening is there's this thing called the brain drain going on in the U.S. government, and that is when corporate structures come in and they're at this moment having an idea of saying, hey, this might be the perfect time to take away from the Department of Homeland Security.
Knutson also tells Fox News,
about 45% of people in some parts of the cybersecurity area of the defense of our country are furloughed at the moment. Now, essential protection is said to be there, but the support to that essential protection is not there right now.
The NFC and AFC championship games will take place Sunday. Now, earlier this week, folks in Kansas City were worried that the weather would not make it much above zero. Well, thankfully, the weatherman was wrong. Highs now in Kansas City are expected to be in the low 30s for their game versus the New England Patriots. Meanwhile, the other game in New Orleans, that's played in a dome, so weather won't be an issue there. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.